This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show you are listening to is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allyn Root, and he is locked and loaded and ready to come at you fast and furious. Exactly 60 minutes from right now, my name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get this unique opportunity to speak to the entire country on these great stations across the USA Radio Network. Chris is pushing all the buttons down there in Dallas, Texas, and without him, you would hear nothing but silence. So thank you, Chris, for doing what you do. I want to rehash something that I talked about early today on my own show. Christopher Murphy is the senator from the state of Connecticut, and this isn't so much about him, but about how divided we are as a country. On Sunday, Christopher Murphy tweeted out this message, and it's the response that I want to focus in on. Murphy wrote, "I'm a progressive Democrat, but I'm friends with Republicans. I frequent businesses owned by Republicans. I root for sports teams full of Republicans. I've devoted my life to politics, but I'm careful not to let politics consume me." Now, I've never really had a great relationship with Christopher Murphy. In fact, a lot of times we're sparring with him on a regular basis on the air. Progressive, which he is, he's very left of center, no question about it. But this message is a message that should resonate with just about everybody. Now, you may not buy the sincerity of it, but still, it's a message for a call of sorts to the middle. So I commend him for that, even though I never really agree with anything he has to say. But again, what I want to focus in on this afternoon slash this evening is the response he got from his own followers on Twitter. So permit me the chance to read you some of these. "I generally agree with your post, but this, no! ! Republicans vote to hurt me, hurt my kids, put my life that I built at risk to better their own lives. They DNGAF, which means do not give a blank, they are hurting me. In fact, hurting me is a selling point for them. Just saying," writes in. "This is a position of privilege. I, too, am a progressive Democrat who happens to be gay. I can't break bread or do business with people who support a party that wants me jailed simply for existing. I can't rise above my political differences with people who can support that." Now, again, these are responses to a tweet by a United States senator who's a progressive and is sending out a pseudo olive branch to his followers. But can you imagine a mindset where somebody who happens to be gay thinks that the right or the Republican Party wants them jailed? Have you ever talked to any Republican, anyone, who ever said that they thought gay people should be jailed? I've never met one in my life, never met one on the air, never talked to one off the air, who thinks that gay people should be jailed. It's insane. Now, this is a result of this kind of propaganda being drilled into the heads of some of these folks. Let me continue with some of these. Aaron writes or responds, "I'm sure your constituents who are members of any of the myriad of marginalized communities Republicans want dead will appreciate this, sir. Black, brown, and LGBTQ plus people don't have this luxury because Republicans want us dead and don't want us to have civil rights. It's not a difference of opinion to us. It's a survival. It's our existence. You should know better than to tweet this out." Roxanne Gay says, "I'm sure you think this is noble, but it isn't. Be friends with who you want, but don't act like refusing to socialize with Republicans is letting politics consume someone. It's called having standards. Cecilia writes in response to Chris Murphy, I am sure I frequent Republican businesses, but when I walk in and Fox is on, as happens so often in delis and pizza places, I leave and never return. There is no such thing as a Republican anymore. They're all white supremacist Nazi party members who refuse to vote for democracy, instead trying to dismantle the essence of it and promote fascism. Can you believe this? These are actual people who have had their lives manipulated by the media and by other politicians to think that the Republican Party are the fascists. It's not the conservatives or the Republicans that are trying to take books off of shelves and succeeding at it. It's not Republicans who are silencing free speech. It's fascist Democrats who are doing that. And this is all on a thread of one of the most progressive Democrats in the United States Senate. He posted something out, and on the attack, the ultra-left went. Do you understand how destructive this kind of a mentality is? This is dangerous. We're going into no man's land now. I want you to keep something else in mind. I didn't cherry pick these posts. This tweet came across my thread, and then I started to read it, and it was one after another after another after another. I'm telling you, the folks on the left in particular are losing you've lost your mind. You just don't see anything clearly. You are blinded by this hate. Now, listen, the right has its own warts as well. There's no question about that. But it is the left. It is the fascist left that want to control how you think and what you say and what you do. It's never the conservatives that do that. And the idea that there are people out there right now existing in this universe, existing in this country, existing in your state, that actually believe that the Republican Party wants gay people jailed or killed, that believes that it's the Republican Party that promotes fascism, that believes that it's the Republican Party that wants to dampen and quell your First Amendment rights or your voting rights, when it's exactly the opposite. It's exactly the opposite. Just think to yourself, when the communists, again, the fascists come in, what do they do? What's the first thing that they do? Well, first of all, they kill all the intellectuals, and then they monopolize the media. And that's what's happening. And they break down social order. They corrupt the financial institutions that give stability to nations, which is happening right now, with $30 trillion in debt. All of the things that I'm talking about are all things that are happening. And you may look at it one by one and say, no big deal, no big deal, no big deal, no big deal. But when you look at all of them, that's dangerous, right? And you've got a president who is completely incapable of not only running his own life, for God's sake, he can't even do that. He can't run his own existence. How can he possibly run the country? He can't get out of his own way. So I ask you, do you exist, let's say, in a workplace, even your family, do you have these relationships that are so hostile? Do you have family members that you can't coexist with anymore? And my question is it you or is it them that causes the friction? Because I'm sure as I'm sitting here on this stool in this studio broadcasting to the entire country that 99 times out of 100, it is the progressive extreme left wing of the party of the Democrats that cause the most hatred. I've been doing talk radio for a long, long time, and I've never seen a person hated as much as Donald Trump is hated. And there really is no reason why he should have that kind of animosity directed at him. You might not like his policies. You might not like the way he conducts himself. There are millions of American citizens right now who would celebrate him being dead. They would throw a party if the man died. We saw what happened with Rush Limbaugh. Social media went ablaze with folks who are just laughing it up, yucking it up at the death of an entertainer and a leader of a movement, a nonviolent movement, that is. Now, I realize that there are quote-unquote conservatives out there who identify with a violent thread, too. I mean, you've got the Proud Boys, you've got other folks who identify with that. And if you want to say that the KKK would consider themselves conservative, which, again, the KKK, remember, was born from Democrats. Robert Byrd was a member, a leader, as a matter of fact, the Grand Dragon of his own KKK organization. So let's make sure we get it right. But I wanted to share this with you because getting it right is what we're not getting. You see a post from, again, someone who I would be diametrically opposed to politically, Christopher Murphy, and I don't know if I've ever said anything positive about him on the air, except for now. When you reach out with a tweet like that, that's a move in the right direction. What's astonishing to me is the response. The hateful response from people who align themselves with him. Can you imagine what they say, do, and feel with people they don't like and or respect? That's why Donald Trump is hated. That's why he may be, again, one of the most hated men in the history of this country. Let that sink in for a second. Donald Trump may be the most hated man, most hated Republican by Democrats in the history of this great country. That's remarkable. What has he done? What did he do to deserve that? Really is incredible. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break. Once again, my name is Lee Elsey. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off, freedomhealthalliance.com. Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Yes, sir. You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get
get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hey. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. A topic that we talk about a lot. In fact, I've had a couple of guests on talking about this, transgender athletes playing against women, in particular in high school athletics. And we've got one of our great regular callers who wants to weigh in on this subject out in Connecticut. Leo is dialing in. Leo, good evening. How are you?
Good, Wayne.
All right, so I know you're an educator. I wanted to get your opinion since you're calling in tonight about the transgender athletes. And you're not only are you an educator, but you're also a coach. So break this down for me. You've got transgender boys transitioning into females, and how does that affect them playing in athletics?
Well, first of all, the idea that they identify themselves as females goes against genetics, it goes against biomechanics, it goes against physiology, and any way you slice it is wrong. And, you know, quite coincidentally, one of the questions that Rand Paul grilled the Secretary of Education-elect Miguel Cardona, who's from that metropolis of Wilkett, Connecticut, right, asked him, well, you support allowing transgender athletes to compete against girls. And he tried to tiptoe around it, and Rand put his feet right to the fire. I don't know, you know, how much the audience knows about human physiology and biomechanics, but the male body, the way it's developed, and the fact that they have testosterone, gives them an immense advantage. All right, I could cite 1,000 different instances of it. They'll take Depo-Provera, which will lower the level of testosterone. That flies in the face of the whole non-erogenic aids that we preach to these kids all the time. Maybe like, you know, if you're going to give them Depo-Provera to lower the testosterone, what's to prevent other coaches from giving the kids steroids to increase their testosterone?
Right.
You know? Now, I know that North Dakota, and I want to say maybe North Carolina, have enacted rules prohibiting transgender athletes from competing against high school females.
Interesting stuff, Leo, and thank you for that perspective on that from a coach's point of view. Back across the country we go, Long Island, where Chet is waiting, and Cuomo is on his mind. Chet, good evening.
It's becoming more of a national story now, Leo. I was watching The Five the other day, as I'm sure you watch as well, and they were getting into a discussion about what happened in these nursing homes and all the missteps that he made, and the fact is that it looks like probably 16,000 people either could have been helped better and were not to make President Trump look bad. The issue for me is these numbers are so large and so bad, but it seems like the networks on the other side are either not looking at it at all and only talking about these sexual harassment claims that have been popping up all over the place. I'm not saying that that's not a big deal. It is, and we should take it seriously. But the fact of the matter is, I think it's far more egregious the way that he handled this pandemic. And I don't understand why the other side with the sexual harassment is getting more coverage than the horrible job he did as the leader in New York with this pandemic. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that gets more coverage?
As sad as it is to say, I guess, a Me Too story has more clout, has more weight, has more appeal to viewers than stories about elderly people dying. So I really think it's that simple. It's more sensational. Me Too is more sensational.
I think there was money to be made. I think there was a way to make the president look bad. President Trump, I'm talking about. And I think that he took initiative to go in that direction. I don't think he said to himself, let's go kill 16,000 elderly. No, I don't believe that. But I think what he did was politically motivated. There's no other way to explain, Lee, why they would dock a hospital, which is the, I think it's called the Brave or the Save, or it's the floating hospital.
Right.
And also the Javits Center, which they said was fitted to take in 17,000 people over a week. That's all the people we lost.
Right.
Now, that's the total number, a little more than the total number of people that they're putting at his feet. And you know what really ticks me off? Is the whole time when he would go on air and he would sit with Dr. Fauci and they would sit there and they would joke and Fauci was saying what a great job the governor was doing. All the while, the media attacked Trump. There's nothing that Trump did that was any worse than what Cuomo did. Actually, I think Trump did a much better job than Andrew Cuomo. And from what we're seeing, Lee, over in Florida with DeSantis, they're getting back to business as usual if that works out great. But we can't overlook what this governor did in respect to our elderly and the lives that were lost. And it shouldn't be overshadowed by a couple complaints of sexual harassment. I guess the problem for me is it shows what our society is all about right now, and it kind of reflects that.
Chet, listen, great call. I'm out of time. Music's playing, but thank you, brother. I appreciate it out there in Long Island. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he's comfortable limiting direct stimulus payments to those under certain high income thresholds. He answered yes when a reporter posed a question during a White House photo op on infrastructure. Biden saying he's crossing the aisle to talk with Republicans regarding the COVID-19 stimulus bill.
We've met, have a number of meetings with Republicans on the coronavirus bill, and House, Senate, combination of both, so we're keeping everybody informed.
It does remain unclear, though, if any Republicans will vote for the bill. All of the major markets are in the red Thursday after investors feared inflation to come based on comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Powell saying during a Wall Street Journal conference that he expects some temporary inflation in the time ahead, the Dow losing 346 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK.
That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest. Nice Jewish boy. And I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian health care sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month. And for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna. And they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Some immigration information. So we had talked a little bit about this last week, but and I talked about this for the better part of 2 months, that when you start letting immigrants cross over the southern border, you are putting Americans in jeopardy in a time of a pandemic. It's simple math. Illegal immigration is a fundamental safety issue on multiple fronts. First of all, if you don't know who's coming in, you don't know if there is a potential danger coming in. You don't know if it's a terrorist. You don't know if it is a criminal, a rapist, a murderer that's been let out of prison in Mexico or Guatemala. You don't know if these people are sick, right? You don't know if they've got COVID. So we spent a year, right, trying to socially distance and keep 6 feet away, keep masks on every day, everywhere we go. Got to make sure your mask is on. Got to make sure you're paying attention to the rules. Can't break the rules. Can't gather together. And this idiot in charge, and he's an idiot, who is allowing folks to cross the border is putting you, your wife, your husband, your mother, your father, your kids in danger. It's that simple. Here's what we always screw up when we talk about immigration. Because we see these people and they're traveling here and they're basically have the clothes on their back and very little else. And they don't look sophisticated. And they some of them look a little dirty and they look a little grimy and they look as though they could use a shower and they haven't worked and they're probably hungry and all that goes along with that. But the thing that we always forget is that they're smart. They're smart. And we've done the same thing or did the same thing in the war on terror, right? We assume that because they didn't look like us or act like us and had a different religion than us, that they were simple and stupid. And they're not. And the same goes with folks who are coming across the border. And I don't mean this in a degrading way. I'm talking about folks who are figuring out ways around different things, figuring out ways around our laws or breaking them or coming straight through. We're talking about coyotes who are bringing kids across. We're talking about families who are selling everything they have to pay these smugglers to get either their kids or their possessions or them across the border so they can start a new life. I'm not blaming people who are trying to come here, who are trying to start a new life. I don't blame them. I'd do the same thing. If I was living in Guatemala, man, I'd try to get here any way I could. So this is not a blame game. But we need to start looking at this differently. This is not a bunch of dummies who are trying to get here across the border randomly. It's a sophisticated effort. And they're winning. And now they've got someone who's going to be complicit with this. So let me circle back. Thank you, Jen Psaki. Let me circle back to the simplistic thought of safety and people coming across the border and people actually that are sick coming into this country. We know now that we've got folks who are coming into the country illegally who have COVID. And we're letting them in. We're granting them access. Catch and release. Off you go. No vaccine. No solution. Just let them loose in your neighborhood to affect you or your kids or your family members. Again, this is after months, actually over a year, of us hiding in our basement like Bidens to avoid catching this plague. This is shameful. So I try to respect all points of view. I try to respect even sometimes what the left is trying to accomplish, even though more often than not, the common sense factor in what the left tries to do is basically in bed with insanity. But I understand, okay, so you have what you think is a gigantic heart letting folks of these impoverished nations come through to try to start a new life. And in your brain, maybe you're saying, this is what America was supposed to be about. We bring everybody in, all of that. I get it. But see, here's what progressives miss, or here's what Biden and his crew are not understanding. Your first order of business in being a leader, an elected leader, the president of the United States, a senator, a congressman, a mayor, a governor, the most important thing that you're supposed to do when you're elected to one of these positions is to protect your electorate, right? You're supposed to represent your electorate, your constituents, but more than that, protect them, keep them from harm. And when you swing the doors of the country open and allow illegal immigrants to come here, you are doing the exact opposite of what you swore to do. And even from the other perspective, not just our perspective, how about the perspective of the folks who are coming here from these third world impoverished nations? Right now, thousands of young children are being trafficked at our southern borders. And that wouldn't be happening if we didn't throw the doors open. So you've got kids who are being coerced into lives of prostitution and sex slaves and all of that. That whole trade industry is booming at the border right now. By the way, as many as 13% of the folks who are caught and released at the southern border have COVID. Just a side note, something to think about. All right. Let me change gears. By the way, you know Joe Biden? He's been in office for 6 weeks. You know how many press conferences he's had? Zero. Zero. By now, there has supposed to have been a State of the Union address. Zero. 40-plus days in office, no solo Biden news conferences. Do you want to know why? Because he can't do it. He physically cannot do it. And this is the man that is in charge of the free world, supposedly in charge of the free world. He is not in charge. Come on. And he's making and pushing these immigration issues. Who's really making and pushing these issues? Is it Obama? Is it Ilhan Omar? Is it AOC? Who's calling the shots in Washington? We got a lot of great stations who are carrying the USA Network across the country, and I'm sure, you know, you may be driving down Las Vegas Boulevard listening to Wayne's flagship station. You might be a Democrat who happens to tune in every day just to kind of get a pulse of what's going on the right. And you're listening, hearing me hammer Joe Biden and questioning whether or not he's fit to lead. You have to be asking the same question yourself, right? You have to. How can you not be thinking what I'm saying? You have to be. If you're a rational human being, you've come to the conclusion that, you know, Joe Biden, the man that you guys put in as the president of the United States, can really not control his own life, never mind the country's. So it's also somewhat interesting that in 4 years in office, Donald Trump didn't drop or was very reluctant to drop bombs. In fact, he called bombers back. I think I may have mentioned that last week. Bombers were on their way in a military operation, and he called them back because he found out there was going to be too much collateral damage, and he wasn't willing to live with that. So far, whoever's calling the shots for Biden has absolutely no problem dropping bombs. We've already done it a couple times. So, you know, you can make the argument that it's the Democrats that are actually warmongers. They're the ones that push for this all the time. Do you feel safer? Do you feel safer at home at night? Lying in bed, do you feel safer now, or did you feel safer 6 months ago?
Does Biden instill any confidence in you at all that he can get the job done? See, I don't get anything, any of that from him, none. And I just think the rest of the world sees it as the same thing. I mean, you got a guy who's a figurehead, who they push out there every once in a while with his wife in tow to make sure he doesn't lose his place on the prompter, on the teleprompter. And that's what we have as the president right now. It's really sad. It really is. I hate to bring you down here on this Thursday afternoon / evening, but, you know, you watch this stuff shake itself out on a daily basis, and you see what we had or what we could have had and what we have. And all you can do is shake your head in disbelief that this is the America that we live in now, this ultra-left-wing, cancel-cultured America that supposedly a record number of you out there voted for to embrace. It's pure insanity. All right, I've got to take a quick break. Music is playing. My name is Lee Elsie. You can reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. We'll chat with our friend Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Time for one final break before we turn it over to the master, Wayne Allen Root, right after the top of the hour. One of our favorite guests to bring on, one of my regulars on my morning show over in Connecticut, is Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing great. I hope that you are.
Let me ask you about something that a lot of people don't talk about, and that's H.R. 1 and the significance of this. This is a big, big deal, right?
It's a huge deal. If you thought the 2020 election was a mess, and if, like me, you agree we can never have another election like that ever again, then H.R. 1 is not for you. What H.R. 1 does is it takes those policies that they enacted with COVID as an excuse on the state level in a handful of states, things like loosening the restrictions on voting registration, no voter ID, no verification of who's voting by mail, none of that. And they're gonna federalize those policies. They're going to start making election law on the federal level. And they're going to implement those things in the name of access nationwide. And so we're almost, if H.R. 1 were to be enacted, we're almost guaranteed more elections like 2020, where no one trusts the results because there are allegations of fraud and no way to disprove it. It is a disaster. In this country, we have to have election results we can trust.
Well, then the next question has to be, how do you stop it? Because once that's enacted, it's game over.
Yeah, well, let me put it this way. This is a complete remake of our election laws in this country. And when this was on the House floor 2 years ago, guess what? Every single Democrat voted for it, and every single Republican voted against it. Once again, we're talking about a total remake of all of our election laws. So who do you think this benefit, and who do you think this hurts? Well, obviously, the Democrats think this is going to benefit them, and the Republicans think this is going to hurt them. How do you stop it? Well, it's going to pass the House today, and I think it's going to be just like last year. All the Democrats are for it for obvious reasons, and all the Republicans are against it. So the big question is what happens in the Senate. The Senate is 50-50, but Vice President Harris breaks the tie. But you can't pass a bill like H.R. 1 on a 50-vote threshold in the Senate, it takes 60 votes. And so many Democrats want them to change that rule, use the nuclear option to change that rule. But as long as they don't do that, hopefully the Senate will be able to stop this bill. But it is a major threat.
We're talking Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation. You can go online, heritage.org, and you can follow Tommy on Twitter as well. A lot of folks are doing that. So, all right, moving from that, and I know that's something that we have to pay very close attention to because that is a game changer. Let's talk about COVID relief packed with all this pork. And we had talked a little bit about this last week.
And it is up for a vote in the Senate. And so, I it has to change dramatically in the Senate. They're using a special process called reconciliation where they can pass it with only 51 votes. But there are a lot of restrictions on bills that go through reconciliation. So right now, as we speak, they are redrafting this bill. 1% of it is for vaccines. 9% of it is to fight the coronavirus. And the rest of it is a liberal wish list of spending on everything you can imagine. And so, look, over the next few days, this bill is going to the butcher shop. You know, pieces of it are going to be cleaved off, and we will see what's left of it by the end of the voting session in the Senate, you know, probably Friday or Saturday of this week. I hope it's not $2 trillion of wasteful spending. I hope that some of that spending comes off, and that what they pass is, more tailored and targeted to COVID relief. You know, this bill started under a fundamentally flawed premise. And maybe this surprises you about Joe Biden. The most important very first bill out of the gate is exclusively partisan.
Right.
They don't want Republican input. They don't care for Republican input. They were going to try to pass it with only Democrats. And this is what you get. You get a liberal wish list when you do that.
The bottom line is this is a ridiculous amount of money that we're packing on top of other bills that threw out a ridiculous amount of money. I mean, but what's $2 trillion among friends?
It's unbelievable. It's actually impossible for the human brain to fathom how much $1 trillion is. It is 1 million, 1 million. It's an unbelievable amount of money. This isn't the only money we're going to spend. This is on top of the $3.5 trillion that we spend on an annual basis as it is.
Right.
And this is just like, you know, this is like, the Democrats took office, they took power, and this is their celebration. This is their bottle of champagne. $2 trillion of money we don't have being herded in dump trucks to their causes. It makes me sick to my stomach thinking about the debt burden this is placing on my two sons. It's outrageous. And where's the money going? Again, liberal causes. And by the way, one more thing on this. What they say is, you know, we can't get schools open until this bill passes because there's money for reopening schools in here. That's not true. The money for schools is not going to be spent this year. 80% or more of it is going to be spent next year and the following year and the year after that. This has nothing to do with reopening schools. That's just another pretext to pass this spending bill.
Tommy, I got to skate. I got to go. Wayne Allen Root is up next. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.